AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Seven people are now dead from yesterday's rooftop attack on a crowd watching the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Investigators say the 21-year-old suspect, Robert Cremo III, bought his weapons legally.
During the attack, we believe that Cremo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people.
Chris Covelli with Lake County Police says Cremo dressed as a woman to hide his identity and facial tattoos in order to escape in the panicked crowd.
There are no indications that there was anybody else involved in this attack. By all indications, it appears Cremo was acting by himself.
More is being learned about the young man, including an incident from September 2019, when police confiscated a number of knives, a sword, and other such weapons from him after family members said he had threatened them. He was not arrested. Vice President Kamala Harris tells members of the National Education Association meeting in Chicago that yesterday's attack in Highland Park is all too familiar and unacceptable.
We mourn as you do for those who were killed, and we pray for those who were injured, and we all grieve, I know, for the lives that are forever changed in that community, including, of course, the students and the teachers of that community who have suffered great loss.
She also talked about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, in which 19 students and two teachers were killed by a young man with a rifle. Harris noting that teachers shouldn't have to learn how to barricade a classroom, treat a student with a gunshot wound, or bear the blame for such attacks. A state judge in Mississippi rejects an effort by the state's only abortion clinic to temporarily block a law that bans most abortions in the state. Mississippi State Solicitor Scott Stewart telling the judge the clinic has no right to challenge the law.
There is no Roe versus Wade. There is no Planned Parenthood versus Casey. And as a result, there is no pro-choice Mississippi versus Fordyce.
This is AP News. A judge in Georgia agrees to a request to subpoena key allies of former President Donald Trump in what's described as a multi-state effort to influence the result of the 2020 presidential election. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has filed petitions in a bid to compel testimony from Senator Lindsey Graham, ex-Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and five other potential witnesses. A county judge overseeing a special grand jury that's looking into whether Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 race in Georgia has signed papers saying Graham, Giuliani, and others have been deemed necessary to the investigation. It's been underway since early last year, though it remains unclear just what charges Willis may try to pursue against Trump or anyone else after it's over. Sagar Magani at the White House.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.